December 14th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The reason there is so much turmoil in the world today is my children do not obey my commandments." Abortion is a flagrant example. I cannot work miracles in the face of so much disobedience. Therefore, it is necessary that the good suffers along with the bad. In the future, I will send my harvesting angels to separate the wheat from the chaff. Until such time, the remnant who still love me must continue in belief in my provision. Pray for hope with faith. Continue to be examples of holy love and belief in my love for you. Do not let Satan tempt you into discouragement. I count on my remnant faithful, just as I believed in Noah and saved him and his family from the flood. I see which ones I can count on to pass on the faith to future generations. You will be protected from the apostasy of these times. Continue to hope and pray to perpetuate obedience to my commandments. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.